Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does a hospitalist do? Let's go in-depth with Dr. Charles Canaday and Carla Berg, Director of the Med-Surg and ICU at the Pella Regional Health Center. So, Dr. Canaday, a hospitalist, you're a hospitalist.
Correct.
I don't know what a hospitalist is. Can you explain that?
I guess the easiest way to explain that is a hospitalist is a doctor, almost always an internist or an internal medicine trained doctor that takes care of patients exclusively in the hospital. We don't have clinics. We don't go to clinic. We don't have the pull to go back and forth between the clinic and the hospital. We stay in the hospital, and those are the patients we see, the ones that are acutely ill and acutely sick, and that's where our training is geared towards taking care of those patients.
Okay, so describe a typical day.
So a typical day, my typical day is, you know, supposedly 7 to 5, but it usually starts much earlier than that and can go much later. I come in usually between 6 and 6:30. I get the sign out from whichever physician was on call, any new patients that came in or any issues with patients that were already here. I look through the list, look for any critical things that need to be taken care of from nurses, give me lots of input, and then I start going to see the patients, some of whom I already know from the day before and some of whom are new. You know, so I get to spend half an hour or as much time as I need with each patient during the day, you know, kind of prioritizing who's sicker and who's not and who's going to go home and who's not, adjusting treatments. And anytime during that, I can be admitting new patients from the emergency room. They can call me anytime while I'm here. And so frequently I'm back and forth down there, but I'm always, you know, 5 minutes away from a patient or a family if they have questions or needs instead of, you know, I'm not in clinic and can be there right away is kind of the big thing that I hear from patients. And that's my day. You know, if I get done quicker, then I can catch up on paperwork. Usually I'm here pretty late, still doing admissions, et cetera, you know, maybe till 6 or 7. And then I will sign out or talk to whoever's on call for that night, update them on all the patients that are here, any things that they need to be worried about during the night. And, of course, I am on call at night as well if they have questions about any of the patients that are already in the hospital or they need my assistance with a critically ill patient that they don't feel comfortable with, because that's, you know, more my area of expertise. I'm available by phone for their help as well.
And, Carla, this is different than before, right? This is something new?
That is correct. As Dr. Canaday shared, the hospitalist is based here in the hospital, on the inpatient department. So they're not pulled between trying to balance clinic patients and coming and seeing their acutely ill patients. So he is right here based. So as I'm taking care of patients, the nurse taking care of the patient, if something has changed, I have easy access to go and see Dr. Canaday, giving him an update. He's available to come and see the patient at that time. Or another typical item that occurs, a patient, you know, the doctor has left and the patient remembers 15 minutes later, oh, I forgot to ask this question. Or a family member comes in later in the day and, you know, the patient tells them what they can remember, but there's still lots of questions. And so they would really like to spend some time with the physician. With the hospitalist being on the floor, I can go to the physician, and in a short period of time, he is then able to go in, talk with the patient, talk with the family members, and answer any questions and give them the information that they're asking for. So very quick access to a physician with answers.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about what a hospitalist does with Dr. Charles Canaday and Carla Berg. Probably a dozen years or so ago, I spent a couple weeks and I'm healthy, but I spent a couple of weeks in a hospital out of state. And I remember it being very frustrating for me that I'd have to, well, you know, you got to wait until the physician makes his rounds. Well, that might be tomorrow morning. Exactly. You avoid this?
Yes, exactly. And that is a common complaint from patients with kind of the older system where family doctors were admitting patients and then they had their duties in clinic and they came to the hospital to see those inpatients as they could fit them in their schedule. Hospitalists have actually been around probably for almost 15 years now, especially in a lot of the bigger hospitals, and that was kind of the transition to having a doctor always available in the hospital. And you know, we're still transitioning there. At night, we still have a physician on call, but some of the larger hospitals have a daytime hospitalist and a nighttime hospitalist. So there's always that person there, you know, quick as can be to really talk to families, the big thing that I get. You know, I talk to the patient in the morning, and sometimes family comes 3 hours later and they have more questions, and I'm available to be there right away to kind of help them answer the questions and, you know, anything they need, really.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people might want some information, but they don't want to call, you know, have to get the doctor out of bed to come in. They're right. Willing to wait. Right.
Correct. So what we used to see is a lot of family members were here between 6 and 6:30 in the morning because a lot of physicians tried to make rounds that first time before they went to clinic. So they're here really early. They don't know for sure what time the physician is going to be here. So they had a lot of wait time. And to just put that in with their regular schedule and all the things they're trying to do, it was just very challenging. So this allows us to have very quick access so that they can, when they come, we can have the physician come in and talk to them at that time.
Well, and it's not only the wait time, it's also, I remember the physician doing the rounds, they were always in a hurry. They have to get their information out in a minute or so, right? Yeah.
That is correct. They're trying to balance and get this piece completed in the hospital so then they can go to the clinic and then take care of those patients.
And that's a benefit that I've seen. You know, I can spend a half an hour or 40 minutes with a family and talk to them and really make sure that they understand the disease process that's going on and how to take care of themselves when they get home to prevent coming back and answer all the questions and make sure their medications are straight. So I have the time that the patient needs and that the family needs to understand and be able to take care of themselves going forward. So I think that's a good benefit.
Well, and as another benefit is that you can engage in longer conversations that maybe some you can think about adjusting meds or maybe learn about a different condition the person, you know, racing through their rounds might not have learned.
Exactly. Just more time is a big thing. And also another benefit for patients, especially for their sicker patients, you know, I have more experience. I see those patients every day, whereas a clinic doc might only see a critically ill patient once a month. You know, I see one every week. So I have, my skills are more up to date, I would say, more practiced, so I can take better care of those patients as well. Know the most recent medications, the most recent recommendations for their treatment.
You've seen more,
yes.
Done more.
Yeah. You know, it's not that the clinic doctors don't have those skills. They do. They just don't use them as regularly because they spend most of their time in clinic, whereas I use them every day here.
So it's sort of a checking process, too, where you can work off of initial diagnoses and then work back and forth with the doctors and provide. So then you become their eye, the clinic doctors, you become their eyes and ears, too.
Exactly. And they're always there by phone for me to talk to if I need more input about specifics about a patient where I say, you know, I know you've been seeing this patient in a clinic, you've tried, what medications have you tried for their condition, what haven't you, and we can, you know, have discussions about that where they don't need to come over here and see the patient because I'm here already.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about what a hospitalist does with Dr. Charles Canaday and Carla Berg. Now, how's your staff adjusting, Carla?
The staff are loving it because, again, we look at that time frame. If something has changed for the patient, I have direct access to the physician on the floor. I don't have to go through a phone call. Maybe he's in clinic with another patient and he has to call me back. So we don't have that delay in response time. And also, if that patient has a concern or just another question, I can allow Dr. Canaday to know that. Then when he is making his rounds and going to see that patient again, he has that information, quick access. He's also participating with our IDT rounds, which are interdisciplinary team rounds, where we have people from all of the different departments coming together and talking about the plan of care for the patient. And now we have the ability to have the doctor there as well. So everybody is there talking about, okay, where are we at with this patient's care? What else do we need to add to it? What's working well? How are we getting to our discharge? Everybody on the team is there to discuss that for each patient.
Well, I suspect this provides some relief too for the clinical doctors.
Yes, yes. And they're getting increasing demands on them to have earlier hours or weekend hours, extended hours, both from patients and from governmental authorities to just make them more available. And this gives them that flexibility to have clinic hours at night or on weekends instead of being on call, being in the hospital, having to see patients. So I think it's a win-win situation for everybody here.
And then also the consultation. I would guess that they have somebody else to talk to. Does that help too?
It does. Two different views on what's going on for sure. And I also am around to provide services for the surgeons if they have a complicated medical patient that they've done a surgery on and they need internists to help them manage some of those problems like diabetes, etc. I'm here on the floor to help them as well. And they're here to help me as well too. So I think that's another benefit that I've seen since I've started working here as well.
Any disagreements?
No. There's always, medicine is an art as well as a science. So there's always different viewpoints and different ways of doing things, both of which may be right. So, there's discussion, no disagreements really though. Yeah.
Okay. In any human endeavor, you want that kind, because in that interaction is where you probably find the best results.
Yes.
And so what's particularly rewarding about this?
For me, you see that patient when they're very sick when they come to the hospital, and you get to see them improve and get better and get home within a short amount of time. So that's very rewarding for me. And working with the families has been a very rewarding experience for me, knowing that, they're getting their questions answered, they're getting their needs taken care of in a timely fashion, and I've gotten good feedback from families about that. They're very happy that I'm there quickly to assist them with questions and explanations and really frustrations with being in the hospital and being sick, which everyone has. So those are rewarding for me a lot. And, just working at this hospital has been a great experience for me so far, too, the people that I've worked with so far.
Well, and I guess I'm getting the sense that you're all increasing your productivity in a way where everybody has another consultation. You have somebody else to help. You can get more done more effectively and in a more compassionate way, or am I just...
No, I would say that is correct, because you're just bringing the team members closer together so that you can communicate more quickly and start making the changes necessary for the care of that patient to progress them on their journey to being discharged and ready to go home. And with Dr. Canaday, talking to him about the rewards of being in that position. So Dr. Canaday, you started September 1st.
Yeah.
So he's been here a month. And I've already received a compliment from a patient's family on Dr. Kanaday, and how quickly that he was able to come and talk to the patient when they had questions, and then another family member came later in the day, and within 5 minutes he was able to come in and talk with them and spend the appropriate time they needed. It was a tough diagnosis for this patient and the family to work through, and that he did it in such a compassionate and kind way. They said he really cared. He didn't know us before we came in, and he was our doctor, but he really cared, and he took wonderful care of us.
Thanks to Dr. Charles Kanaday and Carla Berg for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.